Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. Ooh. Be original, bitch. Hello. Be original, bitch. Hello. Hello, mother. What's going on, everybody? Yes. Hello, mother. Ooh. Okay. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back live in the studio, okay? We got some things to get into today. Ooh. I'm trying to think, how should we really get into some things? I got a couple announcements I want to make before we dive into our topic at hand. The first thing I would like to get into, that's my liquor. But the first thing that I would like to get into is the fact that today is a good day and Wendy Williams is back. Okay. This is a good thing. This is a very, very good thing. We're going to get into it in a little bit more depth in just a second. However, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome. And let me see. Let me move my camera. Welcome and hello. All right. It's been a few days. You know, like all creators, sometimes you just need to take a rest, y'all. I'll be good. But sometimes, like, I swear, like, this creator block be, like, super, 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 super crazy. YouTube is coming up with a lot of changes. So that's a whole nother video. But anyway, welcome, everybody. I first want to start off by saying shout out to the Star Report. I want to give the shout out to the Star Report because I didn't even know. Like, apparently he gave me like a hell of a shout out on his YouTube channel. I seen a piece of it, but then I went back to go kind of get it so I can really save it for my records. And the video was private. So, Star, I mean, provide me with that link. But either way, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it because it's very rare, especially in this sector and just kind of what we're doing. And, you know, as I'm growing with either big blogs, bigger YouTubers, whatever you may, you know, it. A lot of them will see me, act like they don't see me. A lot of them, you know, are allies to me, but they don't promote me in any way, or they don't want to shout me out on their channels, or they, you know, things like that. And they don't have to, but I really respect the fact that, you know, you were probably one of the only content creators with a larger platform than I, that is not afraid to be like, I watch Armand and he's good and you guys check him out. Most people, they'll watch, but they won't even tell anybody that they're watching it. You know what I mean? So shout out to you. Thank you for being a stand-up guy. Thank you for the shout out. I really appreciate it. And thank you for not being scared of somebody else coming up. Some real nigga shit. So thank you. All right. What else we got to talk about? Lately, I don't know, like sometimes when I stream to Facebook and YouTube, the video seems to be doing well when I'm like talking like this, right? And then for some reason, once the video uploads, like it kicks the sound off. So then it's like my mouth is moving, but the words are not going with it. And people are like, Armand, are you checking the sound? But during the live stream, everything is in sync. If we're in sync, can you let me know? Hashtag you're in sync. Okay. All right. So I want to get into my girl, Wendy. Everybody knows that Wendy. Oh, well, there's another thing I want to let you guys know. Be on the lookout for my track. I am releasing music. It's more of a playful thing, but you guys might like it. I might debut a snippet somewhere here and there. There's a snippet on my Instagram, but like I might put out a little snippet for you guys to really get into. I've been playing with some stuff behind the scenes. And, you know, I like it. I enjoy it. I'm a creator. So it is what it is. So be on the lookout for that. Hopefully we'll drop a video soon. But all right, let's get into why you guys are really actually here, okay? Wendy Williams is back, and she's renewed. And I'm actually here for it. She looked fabulous today. I think she personally, if you ask me, I think she saved her show. She went on her Hot Girl Summer. And I think it went well. I think the Jerry O show. I think the Jerry O show got canned. I don't think the Jerry O show is coming back now. However, she made an announcement on the show that the Jerry O show is probably didn't make it through. And then she got, but then the producers were saying no, they're still trying to sell it, but no one has picked it up. No one's gonna pick up the Jerry O show. Jerry O is cool, but Jerry O just does not have what it takes. Jerry O was a great fill-in, but Jerry O, no matter how much Wendy pushed it or whatever she did, it wasn't going to be good enough because people are just not that interested in Jerry O. We're far more interested in Wendy Williams, and we want that kind of greasy talk from Wendy Williams, not from a person like Jerry O, because Jerry O is just not going to give it up in that way. However, Wendy Williams is not really giving it up in that way as much anymore. However, I do think that the network is like, well, hold on, we can't pull the trigger on the show just yet. Because now we have more content. We have New Life Wendy. We have Divorce Wendy. And we have Wendy that's going to be putting out this, her original movie about her life. So there's a lot of content that's going to be coming up in these next couple of years regarding Wendy Williams. You know what I mean? This new life, who's she going to be dating next and things like that. And actually when the divorce gets finalized, or if it does get finalized, you know, the baby turning one, then two, you know, is Serena, will Serena come out? Will she speak out eventually? Will she get fed up? You know what I mean? There's a lot that goes into it. What is Wendy Williams going to reveal in this biopic? You know, so there's, she still has a lot of life left in this show. And if she can stay sober and keep those ankles stable and, you know, keep her and get some more celebrity interviews on here, I think she's going to do good. And I think that it's going to be entertaining. The key is, though, she's going to have to keep the audience entertained because she's smoothing with all the A-list celebrities and B-list, C-list. So And a lot of them, you know, primarily are the African-American ones. And personally, no shade against white people or any other people, but the main reason why I watch Wendy Williams is because I want to hear when she does the black topics. You know, like every other day, like she'll have a white topic and a black topic day. You can kind of tell what the day is about. Today was a little bit of a mixed situation. But I usually like to hear what she says, you know, when it's, you know, the hip-hop culture. And if you're friends with everybody in hip-hop culture, then, girl, you can't really talk about anybody. So, I think it's going to be good. I think that she was actually, I watched some of her press tour. I think she did really good during her press tour. She went on Andy Cohen. She went on The View. She went on Seth Meyers. She went on Dr. Oz. And the Dr. Oz one was the telling one for me because, personally, I don't think that Wendy thought she was going to get renewed. I don't think that she was even sure if she was getting renewed. And I don't think that she was – they kind of just did this renewal. I don't know if you guys watched Dr. Oz, but when I watched Dr. Oz – well, before we get into the Dr. Oz, I will say this, though. I was tired of hearing her, you know, talk about how happy she was single in this new life. It was like she was regurgitating the same information on every interview, and it was driving me crazy. Like, I'm so tired of this new life. Who am I? Who is she? But I like her whole rhetoric. Okay, let's get over that. We got to find something else because that's going to get boring. And it's no shade against Wendy Williams because everybody knows that Wendy Williams and Wendy watches the show. I've seen it, Wendy. You watch the show, bitch. I see it, girl. I seen it on two different, and you watch, one time you stayed for about 15 minutes, another time you stayed about 8 minutes. I watched it. Hey, girl, you know, listen, I love you. You and Nikki are my two favorite celebrities in this whole world. You and Nikki are my two favorite celebrities, and for the life of me, I cannot understand why you don't like her. But not for nothing, I like you and Nikki for two totally different reasons, but I both think that you guys are secretly the queens of media, okay? All right, so anyway, I don't think that we're over the fact that we know you got divorced. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're over that. We're over the new life. And then she keeps trying to push this narrative like she's just, you know, dating so many men. Like, we get it, Wendy. You're not dating anybody, okay? Nobody's really planning that pooch like that because you wouldn't have to keep talking about it. You would just let it happen and, you know, we would just see it. However, she has gotten thicker and she looks good. So I'm over that. I would like us to get into some other things. You know what I mean? So we're going to need a little bit more of another storyline. You know what I mean? I'm kind of over the like new life, new life, new life. I understand you have a new life. It's been a long time coming. You know what I mean? But I need a little bit more. I need something different. I need, honestly, what I need differently is probably not really going to really help Wendy. Cause I feel like I need Sharina to come speak out. But no, not to hurt Wendy, just because it'd be, you know, to spicing things up. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, I'm here for it. I'm happy for it. And you know, I'm into it. What else we got? She rekindled her friendship back with NeNe Leakes. I thought that was pretty cool. She took Kevin off of the credits, so he's not an executive producer anymore, or producer credits. So she shaded him and took him off, so he's gone. That's really, really interesting, too. When that divorce gets finalized, I think that's going to be a real interesting piece that people are waiting to see. And hopefully she's real candid about that. Like, Wendy needs another big moment of, like, controversy and people talking, because the way she tries to, like, fish out the blogs, like, the reason why I haven't been covering her in a while, and I'll tell you guys why I haven't been covering her. I haven't been really covering her lately because she's like been wanting the controversy. You know what I mean? It's a difference from when like you're trying to avoid it. And then like when you want it, it's not even really that exciting anymore. So when she was like trying to pull stunts for the blogs and things to talk about, I was kind of like, girl, I'm not really feeling this. Okay. So we need another moment of her not really wanting the information to be out at that time. That's when the tea is good. Because when she's trying to put the information out, we all know, listen, I love Wendy, but we know Wendy is a liar. She will lie in a minute. She will cover some shit up. She said it to you. She said it to me. Well, not to me, but she said it to me. So that doesn't make it exciting. That doesn't make it juicy. That also, like, it gets boring. Like, when Wendy tells you what's going on, it's like, girl, I really don't care to know what's going on, because I know you've filtered it, you've watered it down, you've doctored it up to, you know, to your liking. I want to shout out to our new moderator, Keza. We love, 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 love Keza. Shout out to one of our newest moderators here. It's always great to add some newness to the chat. Shout out to you. Shout out to all my moderators. I love you all. Okay. Yeah, so I'm happy for Wendy. It makes me feel good because, you know, honestly, I was talking to my man. I was just like, oh, my God, I don't know. We got to hurry up and get to New York because I have to go see the Wendy Williams show before this lady gets canceled, because I don't really know if she's going to last. But now that I got 2 more years, I still can't wait 2 years. I'm coming to New York for more reasons than one. Majority of my fans are out there. Wendy's out there. And I just need to get into some things out there, okay? Sure. I ain't even going to hold you, child. I'm trying to be bi-coastal, child. Look around and have me listen, working for the airlines. Listen, hey, side note, anybody that work for the Southwest, listen, I'm trying to get on because I need to be able to fly and get into some things. So listen, I need the executive producers. Listen, I got a platform. I'm finna use it. Any executive hiring assistant, listen, I'm trying to get on over there because I need to be able to fly to New York and get into some things on go. I need to be able to go to Vegas and get into some things on go. Okay? No, but seriously. Sure. Let me send you my application number. Period, Paul. Okay? No, seriously. No, in all seriousness, no. I do want to go out there and see her show. That's something that I really, really want to do. So one of these days I'm going to go. But my thing is this. I feel like she's going to recognize me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Miriam, listen, you have really been doing the most today, okay? You have really been doing the most. And see, I don't really know if I could really blast it. You have really been doing the most. I just want to say, you know what? In all fairness, and just to keep it, you know, loyalty with the get down and the get down, I want to shout out to Miriam. You know what I mean? My head mod in charge, holding it down. She sent me a very special gift to my Cash App today. Very, 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 very special gift. Okay? And here she is again. Okay? But before we get into this music, because she actually deserves a gift for this gift that she sent me in the Cash App, I would like to say, and without going too far off topic, the super chats are welcome in the chat. However, I really don't bank on super chats from you all, because a lot of the subscribers use super chats as a means of controlling your channel. Okay, so understand, when you donate to the Armand Wiggins Show channel, it's definitely going back into the channel, but it does not give you a right to be reckless or destructive towards the brand in the channel. Okay? Because I will cut your ass off. Okay? Be original, bitch. Huh? Ha ha. Oh. 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 Okay. Oh. What I got one today? What I got? Oh, I got my. Listen. I don't know what the. Hello? Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe I did forget a little lotion. But you know, come on. I did forget a little lotion. But it's okay. It won't be the first time I done forgot some lotion over here. You know what I'm saying? I got some. The key is, though, I have some. You know, listen, but that makes me human. You know what I mean? What do I look like being all lotioned up with no haircut? Catch me tomorrow. All right. Keza, thank you, Keza. Listen. I like Keza. Oh, look at the mods. Come on, come on, Mo. This is not the time for this. Come on. You know what? Sometimes I feel, this is why I like Wendy. Like, literally, I feel like Wendy Williams and I feel like Nicki Minaj on so many days. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, these rumors come out like, oh, Wendy Williams' staff, it's all left. And it's like, girl, no, the staff is not left. The trash needs to be taken out. And that's what happened. Whew. Ooh. Okay, let's move on. You know, I've been sipping a little bit. It's Monday, bitch. All right, let's go. Yeah, so anyway, what else did I want to get into today? Wendy, so she's back. I'm actually here for it. I think I might do a members only live today because I'm in that kind of mood. Yeah, because I can't really go in the way I would like to really carry on right now because this is a different kind of live. But anyway, listen, Wendy, I'm glad that you're back. Keep your foot on these people's necks. I know Black China's your friend. And see, here's the thing what I want you to know about Black China, Wendy. Black China was really, really trash the way that she did Treasure. Okay, so Wendy, you really need to keep your, and see, I noticed that you're not covering that show. I don't know if you see how trash Black China is acting, or you don't want to talk about Tokyo Toni because you remember what Tokyo Toni said about you on that party bus on our exclusive here with her. Now, you didn't address Tokyo Toni. I don't expect you to address Tokyo Toni because just like you, I don't address garbage and trash either on my platform. As much as they would like it, we just can't address bitches that are beneath us. You know what I mean? No matter how many bitches want to be hit and touched and tapped, you know, we clump all the roaches together and we step on them. We never give them an individual name. So I understand. Anywho, Black China, she just is really on one right now, Wendy. And I think that you really need to call your girl and calm her down. I will calm her down because she's losing all her relationships. And if nothing else, Wendy Williams, I think I would stay clear. Like, I would, like, be very cautious, you know, of her and, you know, because it seems like Black China will exploit anything she can for ratings and for views. So I noticed that you're not covering that, but don't go soft. I noticed you're not really covering too much Kim and Kanye. Don't go soft. Don't go soft on our faves. Like, and the thing is, Wendy, it's going to get kind of old that you keep bashing Nicki Minaj. Now, I don't understand why you don't like Nicki Minaj. However, I understand that you guys both share the same DJ. If you guys didn't know, DJ Boop is Nicki Minaj's resident tour DJ. Like, he is the Nicki Minaj DJ. And not for nothing, DJ Boop is also, well, DJ Boop is also Wendy Williams' show DJ. And Wendy Williams let DJ Boop, well, not let DJ Boop, because DJ Boop was getting the money, but Wendy Williams, you know, DJ Boop DJed for the Jerry O show. And so, you know, that put DJ Boop in the middle of the Wendy Nicki drama. But not for nothing, DJ Boop, I think Boop is the cutest chunky man I've ever seen. And I think that he's just about the bag and he's not about the drama. But I say that to say, like, Wendy, I would think that you and Nicki were... See, I was going to make some of my subscribers mad. But it's like, this to my subscribers is light shade. And this would be light shade to, you know, a lot of my subscribers. But I have to understand, like, you know, I thought that you would like Nicki. But I do understand that Wendy Williams likes Androids. Nicki Minaj likes iPhones. So I understand the disconnect. You know, it's something, you know. No shade, you know, I don't like Androids. I'm not an Android person, but I realized that me and Wendy, she was just like, we didn't connect. We connect on other levels, but like who we like to hang out with, like I don't like the people that Wendy liked to hang out with. Like I do like China, but I don't like the Androids. I like Cardi B, but like I'm not like a Cardi B, like, you know what I mean? And Jason Lee, I don't dislike Jason Lee at all. I think that we're from the same, like we are literally from the same town. But Jason Lee, to me, I think that Jason Lee, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything from Jason Lee. You know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is. Jason Lee, when he does his interviews, it's just like it turns into a Jason Lee tell-all about himself. So it's like, girl, I can't get through the interview because you end up talking about yourself. That's the most thing with Jason Lee. But so those are not really my people. However, I do like Wendy. Why y'all want to play? Who is Alan Lux Studio? Like, come on. Why y'all want to play? Like, what is today? Yo. Set these niggas back up because I am the king. Should I go get my crown too? Don't have me rap on you hoes. Stupid. Tired of you hoes. I tried to tell you, bitches, don't you... Stupid. What? Let me tell you something. Let me see. Y'all wanna do too much today. You know, you guys trying to get me out of character. This is about Wendy Williams. But you know what? You guys are trying to hold on. Let's bring that back. Let's bring that back. Be original, bitch. Let me tell, hold on. And that's just like a light. Very light, okay? But see, y'all like to do this from every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and play my the track by the Official King playing. Let me see if I got that money on the floor. Oh. It's money on the floor. They said what? Yep. Okay. 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 You're going to stop playing with me. Sorry, Wendy, you're probably going to be like, what is he doing? This was supposed to be about you, but it turned out to be about me. Girl, okay. Oh, I'm hot. So listen, we're going to take some calls. This is a good day, though. I'm really in a good mood. I have to tell you, it was a pretty effed up weekend because... y'all really don't know what happened to me, and I try to keep as positive as possible, even when the BS starts to come. But I'll let you know, this weekend, it was my aunt's birthday. It was a crazy, 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 crazy kind of weekend. I really didn't want to go, but I ended up going, right? And the thing is, I slept till 1 o'clock that Saturday because we had a friend spending the night at the house. And, oh, I'm out of breath, child. So we had a friend, come on, we had a friend come and spend the night over at the house. And when I went over there, I was like, you know what? I really don't want to go to my aunt's house, but it's a surprise party. She never had a surprise party before. She was like my favorite aunt. She did everything for me as a kid. Like, she was like, I mean, she was like the best thing ever, right? And like, I was like, damn, I gotta go. And I was like, so I went. She doesn't live in the best area, but it, you know, but it's, she's still family. So I went over there, drove my car. She didn't have a lot of parking. You know, she's humble. So we went over there. I parked my car. I had to park a little bit around the corner. And, I have a nice car, okay? And so I'm like, oh, my God, like, please don't let nothing happen to my car. Long story short, I come back to my car. My window's busted out of my car, okay? And I'm like, oh, my God, I should have stayed home. But it made my aunt so happy that we were there because she didn't think that anybody was going to come. And I was just like, well, how can I be upset when she was so happy to have a surprise party? Like, all she talked about was like, oh, my God, I've never had a surprise party before. I've never had a surprise party before. You did this for me. And then the fact that, you know, my window got busted out of my car this weekend. I didn't tell anybody about it. I didn't do anything like that. And I was just like, what does this mean? You know what I mean? And if you guys come here, you guys are showing me love. It just really shows that, you know, the energy you put out is the energy that you get. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you, all your support. Thanks for having my back. Shout out to my dad. Happy birthday to my auntie. Shout out to the B&B squad. Like, because y'all really don't know how much, like, as a content creator, we go through a lot of stuff, man. We really do. And then when you're a bad bitch like me, well, when you're an upper echelon kind of bitch like me, you know, people use your name for clickbait. And so then you got to, then my brother want to do interviews and they hope that you respond and they hope that you're talking to them. And even if you're not talking to them, they want to make a video and hope that you talk to them. Just a little quick FYI. I'm sorry, Wendy. This is about, I'm okay. Let me take Wendy off here just so I could just say what I'm going to say. Never mind my little garbage right here. But let me tell you something. And I'm going to say this and I probably might have to say this again, but I want to make this very, very clear. And I'm going to let it go. If the only angle that I could see you in is like this, let me show you, because my phone is all cracked up, but I'm getting a new iPhone. So don't worry about it. So, but my thing is this. If your angle is like this, if that, which means if your phone, if you sit up and you record your own from your phone like this and talk and argue, bitch, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing with you. I don't argue with a bitch who can't even do this. You can't even pan out and zoom in. Like, you can't do that live. We can't talk. You can't even switch the focus. Girl, I'm not arguing with you. I done spent too much damn money on equipment in this motherfucking microphone. This microphone alone costs the same as your phone. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not going back and forth with a bitch on a cell phone. Do I look like? Don't that's a di- that's not arguing with you. You stop that. Not arguing with you. Not addressing you. I can't even see you. Like you this big, you this close in the frame, and the rest is black on the side. Girl, I'm not talking to you. Anyway, not arguing with you. And I'm also not talking to bitches that don't show their subscribers. You can't tell me about me, and you can't talk about me, and you cannot count my subscribers and decount and count my growth and not count my growth and say I'm going up in subscribers, I'm losing subscribers. Yeah, my subscribers are visible. I'm confident in myself. So yeah, I have good days as a content creator, just like Wendy, just like Nikki, just like all of us. I have bad days as a creator, but I stand confident in my stuff. Anybody that don't show their subscribers, I ain't got nothing to say to you because you're not even confident in yourself. So you can't speak on me because you don't even show your subscribers. I'd be more willing to respond to a bitch with zero subscribers that ain't afraid to show it. But I would never be. I would never respond to a bitch that has that high state subscribers but want to talk about mine. Get you some confidence, boo, before you start talking about me. Come on, y'all want to keep this one all day? What y'all want to do for me? Let's go. I told you hoes not to fuck with me today. Okay, hope, why y'all want to play today? Okay. Chow, I done did so much, the damn cord and everything. Messed up, it went out. Ooh, chow. But y'all see what I'm seeing. Shout out to Closer to My Dreams, here for you too all day. Shout out to wait a minute. Shout out to Deborah. Behave yourself for my girl. You didn't send that for me to behave. You stop that. Okay? But I just want to make those things clear because a lot of people think I'm talking to them. If you still recording from your phone and it's straight up and down, then no, I'm not talking to you. Never addressing you. I don't know you. Okay? I spend too much money. I work way too hard. If I'm going to sit back and forth and argue with a bitch on the Android phone, then I didn't have to go and buy a house, move into a whole home and studio. I could have just went in front of my kitchen and threw up a backdrop and just argue with you all day. Girl, how dare you? So to any of you bitches, if you feel hit, holler. Anywho, oh my God, where is that Nikki? Somebody send me that Nikki video. Oh my God, this is the moment I need it. Yeah, I'm not arguing with that, girl. You can't even you can't even go 720 clarity. Let alone 1080, you still stuck on the 480 quality. I can't even click the quality button and the resolution get clear. I'm not arguing with you. Not arguing with you. We're not even on the same space. And I'm definitely not arguing with you if you can't even show your subscribers. We're not on the same level. We're not in the same space. So anywho, back to Wendy Williams. We're so happy that she's back. So I think this is going to be an interesting season. Because she's going to have to prove that she can actually still be a straight shooter with no chaser. I actually think it's going to be interesting to see her and NeNe Leakes banter back and forth tomorrow. I'm kind of excited about that. I'm excited for that. So yeah, let's take some calls. (217) 1703 You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. It's me again.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, boo. What's going
on?
How
are you today?
Good.
Let me tell you, I am so glad. I am so glad Wendy Williams is back. She is the top talk show host for me. She is my generation. I'm sorry. I love Oprah, but Oprah doesn't do it for me. I know Oprah's legendary, but you know what? I like a messy bitch. Wendy Williams is a messy bitch. Me and her.
Hey, stop the cursing a little bit.
We relate in so many ways. And I just knew that she was not going to be canceled. I'm like, you know what? TV is not going to be the same. Daytime is not going to be the same without Wendy. We need a messy person on TV, and that's her. But let me tell you something. Wendy Williams, she said she was not going to rip into her ex-husband, but I just want her to do it one time. Because you know what? I am so sick and tired of her doing interviews, and she has tears in her eyes. I know she's
right.
This man for 25, huh?
No, I said, right, keep talking.
I know she's been with this man for 25 years. I know they've been married for 22, and they have a handsome son together. But let me tell you something. This man and dogged you out. Word on the street, he cheated on you. He lied to you. He beat your behind several times. Like, girl, I know you hurt. We see it up in your struggle. We see it in your face. We see it in your body. But, girl, come on. You need to leave his dusty, crusty, musty, no good, no count, having ass alone. Like, Wendy,
okay.
And quit saying, I'm dating plenty of men. Ain't nobody dating you.
Ain't nobody. She ain't dating nobody. Like, girl, that makes me feel like you're not dating nobody. Like, stop announcing it. Just date.
Because first of all, if you getting some good ding dong, you ain't gonna be talking about it. It's just gonna be in your natural essence, your natural glow.
Right, girl. Exactly.
You don't got no doctor. You ain't got no doctor. Quit it. I can't wait till Wendy gets some new D because she deserves it.
And obviously whatever the D is, it's not enough for her to want to flaunt it. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's
not that good.
Wendy needs a man that's going to blow her back out. Like,
period.
A man that's just going to blow her
back
out.
That's going to knock those ankles out.
Exactly. Because, child, I know she got lymphedema, but honey. And you know, let me tell you something. Ever since Mensor, her former stylist, left, the wardrobe has not been on point. She needs to fire Willie and bring back Mensor because, honey, the dresses and the sneakers combination is not what's it. It's not. And you know her former hairstylist, Antoine, God rest his soul.
Yes. Hold on. I just want to tell the people, hold on, because it's a blank screen right now, but that's done on purpose, okay? Because I'm uploading something that's done on purpose, so don't get in a bunch, people. It's done on purpose.
Yes. But she...
Hold on.
Antoine...
Okay, hold on. I found that Nikki video. So I want to play this Nikki video just for a few people. Just give me 1 second, beloved,
ooh,
okay?
Yes, I love Nikki.
I just want to play this quick Nikki video for the girls in the back, okay? Let me see. And this is my response. Humblewear.
Oh my God.
I win. You bitches are losers. And you wish that I would address you. Okay, let's keep it going.
Yes, but ever since her former hairstylist, Antoine, died, her wig has not been the same. Ever since she fired Mentor, her wardrobe has not been the same. I loved Wendy Williams so much. I loved her ever since radio days. I want Wendy to become messy. I want her to be messier than what she is. Like, I feel like she's holding back. Like, you've been renewed for a couple of more seasons. Now just let loose. Quit trying to be people's friends and just do your damn thing. And can I say one more thing, Armand, for you?
You always do.
I want to speak on your behalf. For all the people that's been talking about Armand, trying to down him, guess what? He's still here and you're not. To the Justin J's, to Tasha K's.
Oh, hey, no, we're not name dropping. We don't care about their name. We don't care about none of them.
And Mandingo, guess what?
Girl, let her rest. Okay,
you're winning.
No,
you are winning. You are winning. You are the king. Can't nobody take you off your throne. You are the king.
Thank you, love it. I'm hanging up on her because she does way too much sometimes. Okay. you guys, listen, I had a good live. Today was fun. You know, and listen, I didn't even promote this live. This is what I think this is why this gave what it gave, because this is like an intimate, like I didn't post this on Instagram. With the replay, girl, it's going to be a kiki. But listen, shout out to everybody that came in here today. It really got into some things, okay? Let's take another caller. 757-2046, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, boo?
I'm doing good.
Good. Wendy ain't sleeping with nobody, honey.
No.
She's still married. She gonna play that game.
Mm-hmm.
She can't be foolish and putting all that business out there like that. You know Jersey got that law.
Oh, but she don't live in Jersey.
But she's still legally married.
Right.
Yeah, she can't play that game. She can't play that game. She think we stupid. We ain't stupid. Okay? But you the king, and this live is lit.
Thank you. And so are you. Thanks for calling.
Right,
bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yo, this is crazy today, okay? Oh, I've missed you guys. Oh, my God, it's been a couple of days. It's gross. Sometimes I have to get myself together because life be happening, okay? Sheesh, love ways. This is the first day, too, that we actually have a listen, if you want to call in, we have an empty calling number, too. I see y'all know. See, I didn't promote this, so we got a clear call, and nobody knew I was coming on today. Now, later this week, I'm going to have to announce these lives so we can really get into things. But main thing is, I just want to come and you know, shout out to Wendy. You know, this is a fun thing. I'm really happy that she got renewed through 2020. She's really one of my inspirations. I truly aspire to have a legacy like hers. Whenever I'm feeling down, she inspires me to keep going, because I honestly tell you, there's times that I do this. And I'm just like, I'm done, like, with the changes of YouTube, with a lot of stuff. Like, you just be like, girl, I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm tired. Like, I'm just like, you know, you feel stagnant. You feel this. You feel stuck. You feel this. You can't trust anybody. And it's a lot. And then you turn on people that you aspire to be like. And then they're just like, you know what? This is what I'm here to do, you know. And so she inspires me. I definitely need to at least see her in person. I mean, I would love to speak to her one day, but it just being up close, seeing her, my heart, my spirit lit up when I knew that she got renewed today, because it's like I still have an opportunity to go see her in her element, doing her thing. So, Wendy, please don't disappoint me. I want you to still be Wendy. I realize that you haven't been Wendy from the radio in a long time, but that's just growth. But I still would like to see her, and so I'm excited. So I still think that there's a chance. I mean, if I don't see her by 2022, then I'm trash. But I'm going to come out there. I really want to come out to New York and see her. So I'm happy for y'all. I mean, I really didn't have much to really get into regarding the Wendy Williams situation. That was pretty much it for me. Does anybody else have any questions? Does anybody want to call in? Because if not, we can get on out of here. And ciao. What y'all want to do? Yes, somebody said yes, come to NYC. Oh, no. Somebody said Wendy Williams is a sorry person. Sorry. I don't think that she's a sorry person. I like Wendy. Somebody said that you see Black China show. Okay, now, regarding Black China, I'm not really covering Black China because I feel like I have to stand behind my subscribers. So many of you guys stood behind me and discontinued your subscription to Zeus. So I'm not going to review that show because I'm going to stand with my subscribers that helped me get this strike removed. I kind of, unless you guys want me to, then I will. But if not, my loyalty is to my subscribers, so we won't be discussing that show. So I can, but only if the subscribers request. All right. So y'all want to have some fun. Okay, 773-4355. You're live on the air.
Oh, my God, Armand, I'm on the air. Yes, this is my first time being on air. I love you. I love you. That's all I really wanted to say was that I love you and I support you. I support everything that you're doing. You are so positive. Don't pay attention to none of the negativity, I'm telling you, because it's so much negativity that comes your way. Don't pay attention to it. Bye.
Let me tell you why I won't pay attention to the negativity. I can't pay attention to the negativity because I understand the negativity is only because people want a response. So, you know, but some of it's entertaining, so I'll entertain it. But the bigger grand scheme of things, I look at them and I look at people who's mad. People who are genuinely mad and don't like me or whatever, they all kind of hang out together and they all have a smaller platform than me and they're not getting any bread. You know what I mean? So I'd be mad too. And the thing is this, they want me to respond to them so then they cannot respond to me. So a lot of them try to like pick to get a response. Not going to get it because you really don't have the problem. You just want clout. And I'm like, that's not what I'm here for. Now, I will say this though. YouTube is making a lot of changes. And even with the subscribers, come January 4th, January, what is it, 9th or 19th or something like that. Like, there's going to be a lot of changes with YouTube. Check out Daryl Eve's YouTube video. I'm going to share it to my community tab so you guys can really get into the changes with YouTube. And it almost gets to the point where I'm probably going to make some changes to this channel. And maybe some people won't be interested. Some people may not follow the channel or watch the channel anymore. But that's a good thing. And I'll tell you why it's a good thing. Because the Google Brain, which kind of suggests things to YouTube or to the YouTube users. You know, have you ever been on YouTube and you're like, I don't follow this person, but I'm being suggested this channel's content. Well, that's because based off the things that you watch, they're sending you people's content. So my thing is this. If you're watching a bunch of like doxing channels and message channels and just like, you know, people exposing stuff like that, most likely those channels are not getting any ad revenue, right? And so, and if you're a faithful watcher of me and YouTube recommends you, well, then the Google Brain stores it in the algorithm and in the analytics, in the coding of Google that, hey, this Armand Wiggins show is affiliated like these other channels. So these channels are automatically demonetized. So let's automatically demonetize this show too, because this particular watcher watches all these shows. So they must be alike. So I want messy moderators gone, messy members gone, messy everybody. If you messy, 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 grab what you gone because you scared my coin. Period, Pooh. No, for real. Period. Like, don't sleep on this. Don't sleep on this algorithm stuff. Like, each person that's watching videos contribute to how content gets distributed. Deep. So there's a method to all of this, and that's some game that I just gave some bums that always think that it's about something else. No, girl, I have a whole business and a brand. You hoes go and argue for super chats. So, yeah. Let's see. Well, today was a light day. Well, a full day of support. So, we don't have anybody in the queue right now, so I think I'm going to get out of here kind of early, Cheryl. And I think we might do a members only live. Sandra Moreno said, have we had a members only live? No, we haven't had a members only live. And I think that we can probably do that today. Listen, I think I have a little bit of time. Also, on the Tarot Lounge, we're changing it up there too. Like, if you guys missed the video there, we're doing tarot, but we're also having like spiritual conversations. So we had a conversation kind of more along the lines of like, is spirituality, like, is New Age bad? Is Christianity and things like that. So if you guys are into like a spiritual conversation, like, we, you know, I'm going to be going over there interviewing different kind of people. I want to interview celebrity pastors. I want to interview astrologers. And, you know, I want to interview some witches and really just get into some things. So if you guys are into that, check out my video that I did over there. We had a nice spiritual conversation where people just kind of said where they were and why they left certain things. It's hella interesting to me where people actually are spiritually and how they feel like they're connected to the world. So it's an interesting thing that we do over there. Let me take another caller.
Hello?
Yes, 352-9886.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh, I got through. Hey, so, of course, I just want to show my support. I love your show. You do
Thank
your
you.
Thing. Also, I have a question. With Wendy addressing, she has addressed pretty much everything with her marriage, you know, even the baby. But I noticed that she hasn't mentioned the domestic abuse at all. Do you think she'll ever, like, come clean or tell us about that?
I think she's saving stuff for the docuseries, because even when she went on her press run, I mean, I think the worst interview out of the whole press run was the Jason Lee interview on Hollywood Unlocked. It was awful. She really didn't give much information out, but that's Wendy. Wendy didn't really give anybody much information. I think that she's keeping the domestic abuse part. If we get any of that, we're probably going to get that in the docuseries. And also, she's been keeping the fact that she's been knowing about Sharina for a while, too. Like, she talked a little bit of it about it on
right.
Andy Cohen, where she said that she didn't want to, you know, mess up her son's kind of like, you know, her son was still young. But the truth is, Wendy, this is why I say, you know, I argue with her in my head, because the reality of the situation is Wendy has known about this Sharina girl for over 10 years. I've released pictures of them back in 2007 at a party together. So this Sharina girl is not anything new. Like I told you guys last spring when this whole thing went down, I believe that Sharina, even to this day, Wendy probably would have still been dealing with Kevin and Sharina, because Wendy understands, you know, the business aspect, keeping a man. And I feel like she's a woman of a particular age, and she understands that maybe her downstairs pooch doesn't work the same. And so the whole deal that they had together was, as long as this woman doesn't have a baby, I'm okay with it. And I think that she was okay with keeping Sharina around until Kevin got her pregnant. Once she had her pregnant, that was the ultimate deal breaker. And
right.
So I'm thinking that she will address the domestic violence, because there's obviously been domestic abuse. There was something going on with that shoulder, and I think that she's going to maybe hopefully address – I don't think she wants to give Sharina any kind of platform, but she needs
yeah.
to be honest and say that she knew about that woman for a long time. Like, this didn't just happen.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think she's trying to save face in a lot of ways, and she's being particular about what she's saying and what she's not
mm-hmm.
saying. But thank you so much for all your hard work. And we love you, Armand. Like,
I love you guys, too. We have a good time over here. Thank you so much.
You, too. All right. Bye, Armand.
Bye. All right. Private caller, what's going on? Be respectful or get hung up, boy.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, this Black Love, I just want to say I love you so much.
Shout out to you, Black Love. I love you, too. What's going on, Bo?
Not much. Talking about the Wendy Williams. You absolutely right.
Okay, what you got on that?
She need to just come out and just say she knew about everything. But that's all I want to say, Armand. I'm not too good of a speaker. That's why this is my first time calling in. But I had to call and tell you how much I love you. I support you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you so much. And keep being you.
Thank you. Absolutely. You know, and listen, guys, as much as you guys be nervous and things like that, I need stuff like that because I am a human being too. You get what I'm saying? So when I do these things, it's like, sometimes I, as a content creator, and, you know, sometimes you don't feel like doing it every day. It's a lot of work. People think that what we do is easy. It's very hard work. So to know that it's appreciated, it keeps us going, okay? So thank you.
Yes, you keep me going, Armand. I had a bad day at work, and when I seen you go live, I was like, yes, I need this today.
Yes. The thing about it is, I was actually telling one of my spiritual mentors and about why I do this. And ironically, I'm not really doing it for the fame or for the money. Obviously, we would like to get paid. And let me tell you something. Anybody that says they're on YouTube and don't want to get paid, they're lying. So stop following them. And don't donate to them and watch how long that they're on there. But anyway, outside of that, my thing is this. Like, there's so many people across the country and across the world that watch this, right? And so for that 1 hour that we're on here, guess what gets to happen? And this is also why I have the Tarot Lounge. But you guys get to forget about every little piece of BS that you have going on in your life for
That's
1 hour that we're on here. We can escape reality and talk about other things and laugh and not have to think about what drama we have going on or what anxiety we have. And even for me, for that hour that we're on here talking, I don't have to think about what's going on in the next room. We're just literally present in that moment. And sometimes that can get a person through a whole day.
That's right.
And
well,
so that's why I do this
mom.
Show. So thank you.
That's right. And I'm glad I called in because it's the first time I ever called in. I don't know if I get the guts to ever do it again. But thank you so much, and I love you.
Love you, too. Thanks. And I want to be honest with you. I'll be all the way clear. You know, I was telling somebody that, and I really appreciate being able to be that outlet because you guys are an outlet for me. And I also have the Tarot Lounge because then we can get into spirituality and things, and I'm actually surprised. Well, not really surprised, but it's actually really interesting how many of you here come over there and then you guys open up about whatever issues that you guys have, you know, in your personal life, and then we deal with them on another platform. So that's the reason why I like the two platforms. Like here, we can have fun. It's a party, la, 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 la. Then we go to the tarot. Then we start to get into ourselves and internal healing and things like that. And so I think that that's great. And so I appreciate you guys all. And if you never knew why I did this at the core, that's why I do it. Because honestly, I feel like in a sense it is healing for people. So, and there was a particular person, I will be honest, since T.S. Madison was that for me. When I was in Atlanta, homeless and couldn't get, you know, in those hotels and just, I would watch her videos, you know, and she would get me through the day. Because I'm like, she's the key, you know what I mean? And so when everything went awry, I was very disappointed. But I will have to say, like, she was that for me. And I'm glad that outside of whatever relationship we have now, I'm glad I was able to take that piece and give that piece to you all. So thank you guys all for watching. 210-2695, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I finally got through.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love you so much. You're so
incredible.
I love
you, too.
You're so amazing. Like, you don't understand. Like, you give me life.
Thank you. But you guys give me life.
Like, I love the content that you put out, and I never call in, but I'm always watching. Like, I love your content. I watch you probably more than any show. You're better than any reality show, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. What did I want to say? Okay. I wanted to ask you, do you feel like Wendy only came for, because you know when everything started to hit the fan about you know, Sharina being pregnant, she tried to pretend like everything was all good. Do you believe that she only came out to save her show and her image and to kind of hide the fact that she knew what was going on?
Well, yeah, well, because she couldn't. Well, I think when Tasha K put out that she had that baby, she couldn't deny
yeah.
it. That, and she knew that that baby was real. And so she had to. I think that outside of hiding it, she was genuinely broke. Like, you can only hide something for so long and fake, you know, if it's not. But like when it's really, really facts and you know that it's facts that your man had a baby on you, I don't care who you are. You're still a human being. Like, you'll be broken.
Right.
You can't. She's going to do pretend like she's still with him. Girl, this man had a baby. So I think at that moment she was like, you know what? I'm done. But that's because, like I was telling you before, she's known about Sharina for years. So they've had a deal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much. And I just had one more comment. I love
okay.
the way you support and go hard for Nicki Minaj. I love Nicki Minaj. I love her.
Yes.
And a lot of people try to paint her out to be like this horrible person, but I have mad respect for her, and she's definitely one of my favorite celebs too. But thank you so much
right.
for taking my call. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. So listen, we are going to wrap up here. I have a feeling that I'm going to come back only on here for a members only live. First, I want to say congratulations to Wendy Williams. I'm really, really thankful